Weather officials expect travel to be difficult on Thursday and Friday as another storm system is headed this way. Jeff Boyne is a National Weather Service meteorologist in La Crosse. Boyne says the storm is still developing off the west coast.
Moisture will be surging northward ahead of the system as it moves slowly through the central and southern plains towards the region. We should start to see some precip moving into the area as soon as Wednesday in the form of either freezing rain or snow.
Bob McMahon is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. McMahon says the worst of the precipitation looks to fall on Thursday, with heavy snow in the northwest and a mix of rain, sleet, or snow in the southeast.
The track of this storm will be farther to the northwest, so that puts the southeast portion of the state in relatively warmer air, and thus the mix of precipitation types. Northwest portion of the state will stay cold enough for all snow, and they have the greatest potential for seeing the most snow out of this storm.
Up to a foot of snow in the north, with anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in the south. McMahon says the storm has the potential to be just as strong and just as bad for travel as Wisconsin's first significant winter storm. He says people should plan ahead.
If they were planning on travel and it doesn't look as if that's going to happen, maybe best to have some alternate plans for celebrating the holiday.
The storm is expected to taper off during the day Saturday and move out of the Great Lakes region that evening. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.